Rosh Hashanah Avi Mari. Yeah, we build the sigil of Shtarat Yaitis, what a person can read on Shabbos. And all that sigil really comes out, also discussing what exactly a person can read during the week. We learn the sigil, it's going to be a little bit schwer, what exactly are there to read things even during the week. Similar to a Shiloh once asked my father's Rebbe, the Ten Kerov, I asked him certain Shiloh. He said, to tell me it's also you can't, because the minigs are going to do it. Say it's mutter you can't, because it's not. So it sounds like to be one of these things that's an interesting question. What happened to the minig oilam versus what it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch? That means Pashtus is, there are books by Art Scroll and Feldheim and CIS that seem to be novels and books and suspense stories. And the really Shulchan Aruch seems to be a problem. So first, there's a Oitzim Midrashim. In the Oitzim Midrashim, there's a chelik called Alpha Beis Ben Sirach. So in this measure, it brings down a pasuk: Isik Dolis Anecheikiv Niflos Adei Mispar. What's the double lashon of Isik Dolis Anecheikiv Niflos Adei Mispar? So says the Medrash, Isik Dolis Anecheikir, that someone who is born from a regular relationship between a husband and a wife. However, Niflos Adei Mispar is people who are born from not a husband and wife relationship. Who? Reilahem Ben Sira, Rav Papa, and Rav Zera. Three people were born not from a regular relationship between a husband and a wife. Ben Sira, a papa and a zera, v'kulam, tzaddikim gemurim, v'chom gedolim, v'tayra. These three are tzaddikim gemurim, chachm v'tayra. What exactly happened? So this, what happened, is brought down l'aloch in the sugar of Archokas, the Sim Kuf Tzadikei with the Taz, and by the Bach over there. That it seemed to be that Yirmi Arnovi, he went into the Mbatya with some zera on his aver, it came off. His daughter went into the Batya afterwards, who curled inside her rechem, and she became pregnant. And therefore, this child came out, and there was the chashash people saying, how in the world did Yirmi Arnovi's daughter come pregnant? Chashash being a mamzer. So when he came out, Ben Sira, this baby, the baby was born with teeth, and he started speaking right away. And started saying, they asked him, who are you? And he said, I am Ben Sira. Who's Ben Sira? He said, that's Yirmi. Except what is called Ben Sira is Sar Akol HaSorim, who also lit in shame, we call Sar V'melech. And Sira and Yirmiyo is Gematria Shoven. The same Yirmiyo and Sira are the same name. And therefore, this halacha is brought down by the Chalks Mechoykik and Evan Ezin Simon Aleph, according to Maril, that Be'etzim comes out that Ben Sira, Yirmiyo and Novi, was this child's father and grandfather. Same person, the father was Yirmiyo and Novi, and also was a grandfather. Goes on, and therefore, the get to Paiskim is Manani, this cause test two babies, that the mice of this kid was 100% kosher, as long as there's no mice, it's a beer, there's no problem. Since the mice at the end of the day, even though it came from the father, it's mutter, the kid is 100% kosher. The Medrash goes on further and says that the kid, after 1 year old, he went to go learn Kola Torah Kulo. At 2 years old, he went to learn Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Vagadais. When he was 3 years old, he went to learn Diktukei Torah, Diktukei Seifrim. When he was 4 years old, he learned Kals v'chamurois, Tkuvos, Gematrius. When he was 5 years old, he learned Sifrei Dekolim, Sifrei Malkei Shores, Sifrei Shedim. Shedim also has some sikh over here. When he's 6, then he learned about the Safra, the Sifri, Tan of Elio. After 7 years old, Loi Niech Dov Agodol, Loi Kotin, Shloi Lomad. This is Ben Siro, his father's Yirmi Anovi. He was a Sadek Gomer of a Chochem. He knew Kola Tari Kulo when he was really 7 years old. That's first who this person was. The Medrash goes on saying, therefore he wrote a sefer on the Aleph Beis, like his father, who wrote, Yirmi Anovi wrote Eichon up in the Aleph Beis. He wrote also something up in the Aleph Beis. That's the Akdomo. That's who this person Ben Sira is. We have a mission in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi. The mission says, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelik Olam Haba. Reilu She'inlam Chelik Olam Haba. And that's listing off. Someone does not believe in Tchiyat Sameisim. Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. Someone's Apikaris. Seder Rekiva. Someone reads Sifrei Chitzayim. Someone reads Sifrei Chitzayim is also nichon the get of Elam Chelik Olam Haba. Who is that? What is that? The Gemara Daf Kufim Beis in Sanhedrin says Sifrei Kiva. What does that mean? Sifrei Minim. Sifrei Yosef Sefer Ben Sira. Let me also look. Ben Sira, there's a person God of a Chacham, son of Yirmi Anovi, no Kol Tar Kulo. Pasha the Sugya sounds like Elam Chelik Olam Haba. Unfortunately, they show me that way. That someone who reads the Sefer Elam Chelik Olam Haba. Shalas, I mean, also Elam Chelik. Pasha Salak, even Elam Chelik. Now the question of my says, why?
Not
the Paschal's idea. Adds in. So the question, how do you read the Bavli? Bavli sounds like maybe it's just Osir. Ladaf Elam Chelik. Yishami is clear Elam Chelik. The Metzim is. In the first one, Mishnah says, Dafka Osir, Yishami, the Rif sounds like Elam Chelik. He wrote a Sefer. Now, what is this Sefer exactly? So if you look, read Shas, people learn Shas, they know Ben Sira is brought down numerous times by the Meroyim. I did a search in Bar Ilan, it comes out by 50 different times that the Amoraim Tzom quote Ben Sira. So Gemara Be'etzik misses this question, what exactly is the problem with reading Ben Sira? The Gemara quotes one line, Gemara says, that teaches us something, quotes another Keter, it teaches us something, a third Keter, what's wrong with it, a fourth Keter. Finally, after the fifth try, they found something did not teach you anything. Has a possibility it did not teach you anything. Therefore, says the Rif, someone who reads Ben Sira, Elam Chel Haba, is like Sefer Minim, his words are why? The Ksibai Dvom Shel Hevel She'im Bem Tzarech. We found the line inside of it that does not teach you anything. That's Sefer Chitzayim, like Sefer Minim. That's Elam Chelik. Says the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, and Parakun in the Chelik. What's the problem with reading Sefer Ben Sira? Im Bram Tam, Loi Te'elas, El Ivud Azman Behevel. It comes to past time, what people do call past time. It's kind of past time. Therefore, it says, "Emram Chachmav Leit Elis." It's Gufnei even has Man Belvad. As example, are reading Divrei Yomim, Van Hogus Malachim, Yichsha Arabim, reading history books and stories. That is wasting time. History books and stories. That's what means Sivrei Chitzayin Mume. That's Ben Sira. That, according to the Yishami, we pass them, sounds like Inlam Chelal Mabo. Says the Rosh also brings down the same sugya. There's words that what's the problem with Ben Sira? They found the Keta. Shewat fisha yeshvam dvom shel hevel she'imem tzarech. Rashi in the sugyo, abolem l'dei bitl Torah, the Rav Mishnayis, Ibn Azman. So the Rishonim, the big three, the Rif, the Rambam, Pirish Mishnayis, and the Rosh, they bring down what's the problem with Ben Sira, this God of a Chochm, the Sefer he wrote, like his father, Api Alabes, in New Kola Torah Kula, they found one line over here, what, that has dvom shel hevel she'imem tzarech, has no use, no need out of it, pointless. That is Osir. An Ulay Elam Chelik. I can tell me, fine. It's a big three. Rashi. Aloch Lamaisa, where's it brought down? Shulchan Aruch. Where's it brought down? Says Yaak Yosef in the Sefer of Kibbutz Ov Ha'Eim. You know where it's brought down? It's Aloch and Aruchayim, Mesimin Shin Zayin Sifta Zayin. I will sugya. Says it right over here. It's before show over here. Why? It says read it. Read, let's read the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yeh Melitis, Umashim Shal Sichas Chulin. The Becheshek, like Sefer Manuel, Sefer Chomis, the Loch is Af Bechol Osim Shem Moshev Leitzim, Loiv Moshem Atifna Elilim, do not turn away to other gods. How do you read it? Loiv Tifna El Midadchem, do not go after your desires. That means it comes out, the Mechav is bringing down Apitosis, according to me, Apitosis Ben Yonah, that's brought down by the Rosh. The person cannot read any history books, even during the week. Also, you cannot do it even during the week. Kolshkein, the Vecheshik, romantic novels over here, it's Megara the Eight Zahara, someone who's Mechabed them, someone who's Atikim, someone who's Matfis them, says Mishpura, someone who sells them over here, this is Machtas Arabim. Machtas Arabim, how terrible it is, the Aloch gets involved, the terrible English, someone who's Machtas Arabim, the Gehenmi gets out of it, he brings down the Mishpura, the Machna Chaim, the person who just kills somebody, no, he only took away his Olam Hazo. But someone who Mamish gives him these books over here, that destroys the Olam Haba over here, that's even worse. It's worse than killing a person, someone's Machlas Rabbim. People sell things, devices without filters, ukehena. That's what's saying over here. Everyone understands the word saying over here. Right? Devices without filters, or things could use just Bainas Manim, to rent a computer just for Bainas Manim. Those ideas over there, how to advertise. Everyone understands, this is the side over here, a Koshkein, the Unish, the Gehenim, the Bialocha. That they're killing people more than just death of Olam Haza, even Olam Haba over here. Terrible. Aisel, the Gemara quotes Ben Sira. How do the Amoraim know it? So says the Yaibitz, Saiba Osta the Simen, Sign the Mishnais over there, and Sign what it says in Tshuva. Avada, to be fierce is also, by cry. And an example is like in the Beis HaKisei. Fine, there's no Isser in it. It's from Shalhevel, Shemayim Tzarech. But when there's a need. That's how And that's what they're saying. I'm talking about what they're saying. You say, drop different, I'm asking. Well, then, wait, Trey Silmishnai says the same thing. Says, something that's only Arai. And the basic kisei, now you have to understand, our basic kisei is people stay on for hours. Those days, the basic kisei was an outhouse, you didn't want to be there. That's what koi means. You were there, the amount of time that was needed, and then you left. Now you just sit there and you lock the door, fine. But that, it's a place that you, that people did not want to be, you left. That's back koi, that's how the Amoraim knew it, back koi in the basic kisei. And Bikir, the ritual of Babasa and Dav Sadeches, is the question of Ben Tziro, says the Isir is Dafka Bekvias. He says, "When chokhmah mutter, that's when bakroy is mutter." Fine. Also brought down the darkim moisha, focus Talmud Torah and Rishman Vov, called Mukiyosef, the same thing. Not make it bakfar the mindset mutter, because you walk to learn out of a chokhmah mutter. There is miles in Ben Tziro, but since there's also, they found a keter of a hevel she'emem tzarech, also of ula elem chen kolom hapo. So, chokhmah mutter is a Torah. Most is different. I'm not sure. That's again. That's the Yaivitz is writing and the Trey Sol is writing.
What is
he now? Let's be able to find a little bit. So the shaila is now. My sir, we have books over here. I was once hearing a shiur from Mr. Kaplan. He was discussing how his Rebson used to work for Feldheim. So they would come to his house and buy a Feldheim book, and then they would ask for a black plastic bag because people don't walk out of his house holding, you know. Fascinating, you know, in America, people have to buy certain things, the black plastic bag. So they want to work out this house with these books, the black plastic bag, and any one of them. He holds a problem, don't buy. He holds a mortar, let people see it. What's the big deal over here? But the mindset, the shaila is, it comes out, Pashas is, that there are novels and books that the Ilum are being sold in swarm stores. And the Ilum does read it. And no one's putting up signs against it. We have signs against everything. Some odd reason, there's no signs. Again, shaitels of books. No, let's burn both together. What's happening over here? What's going on over here? So, one thing you could say, the Olim said over first simply, something called Eis Lasson Lashem. My father likes saying over that today's day and age, therapy and therapists is a very in thing for obvious reason that in the Haim, Red Hot Science is I'm a sugar. It used to be 80 years ago, 100 years ago, who had time? You have to make your own food, spend all day, to work, do the laundries all day, to work was all day. We didn't have time on our hand. There were people busy just surviving life. Today, people have a massive amount of time. And therefore, since we have so much time on our hand, we dwell and think and analyze so many things. I mean, therapy is good for certain people that is needed, but people have so much time that seem to be above and beyond. And therefore, due to this reason, it seems that we have issues that we have to take care of, that if people have time, that if you don't give them kosher places to have outlets to let out their energy or in their time or their frustration, they'll end up doing other things that are not kosher. That means the kosher stuff out there, halavai, should only be things that are the tzonis, sheken, rechilos. Problem, they have isurim there also, they have arayas, they have minus apikorsis. So one way of saying, Eslas Lashem, we let them read these books and these novels. Otherwise, people have things at their fingertips, literally, at their fingertips. People can do Seder at their fingertips. Yeah, it's Pilei Ploim. But people have at their fingertips. So if you don't give them a kosher outlet, and don't give them a kosher website, I'm not saying which one's kosher, certain ones you can argue the point. If you don't give them a kosher way of letting out their time and their desire for knowledge, it'll lead to a problem of Yitzirim. Could be one Malach saying over Eis Lasson Lashem. But I think to say it even further than that, the Suid of the Isir is Be'etzem the Heter. Over here in the Sugyo, there's a Magarom and Eliab that quotes from Marsha, sends you to Marsha. Over here it says, by Ksav Tachas the Yukno, the Loch is the Ksav is also on Shabbos, and the Yukno is also even be Mechol. That Ksav Tachas the Yukno is Mutter be Mechol. In fact, in my show, if you can't read books, why Ksav Tachas the Yukno Maisa Mutter? What's the difference? So, Magarom brings down from my show. Why? Because the Isser of reading books, it means that Sugyam being Moshev Leitzim, and sometimes it's a long thing. Reading a book takes time. Masha Enke, Ksav Tachas the Yukno is words of the Dov Amort. It's something very small, very short. So, what is the aside of the Isser reading books? Words of Machabez Moshev Leitzim. What's the definition of the Gedda Moshev Leitzim? Words of the Mashal. Moshim liboy liquis boy levatum edivet Torah. The idea of Moshim leitzim doesn't mean to sing down the saying with sonnes. The idea of Moshim leitzim means to drag out your heart and get involved into something else. When you have a ksavtach ziyukta, it's one line over there, it doesn't drag you into anything. When you have a book, it drags you into something over here. The words, the Sefer Torah Yego, he has three volumes of Parakeh, he goes through the what's to get a Moshim leitzim. So he gets, goes different ways, but the study of Moshe Leitzim, it's as big as seems to be, who takes away the person's chshivas or responsibility to learning Torah. It drags him into something over here. That means a guy was telling me, I remember when Harry Potter came out. People might have heard of it, that book. So the guy said, you know, I'm going to read one chapter. He came back 2 days later. Like any good book, the point is the first chapter, any good serial that's in any magazine, the first chapter has to chop you. And every week you gotta go buy it, and every week you have to go read it, and it has to get you, right? Everyone knows in these Saratim, you know, the first couple of minutes, they gotta get you into it, you know? That's the whole point of it, to chop you. So, what is that? That is the Yisoid of Moshe Leitzim. Moshe Leitzim is not like Sonnes. We had it by hunting, it's Simshon HaZayin. Hunting the Bayah Moshe Leitzim. You're running, you're doing, what is it? It's once you're spending all day trying to get an animal. So, it's not dinner, this thing like Sonnes. It's just being Moshe you to get involved in something. We have the Loch and Timon Shalom Chesef, hey, which moving down playing games. It's Moshe Leitzim. It's not the Letz Shabbai. It's the idea that it takes away the Cheshivas of Torah, the responsibility of Torah, the Cheshivas of life over here. That's the definition of Moshe Leitzim. If so, the Sod of the Isser, a Moshe Leitzim is taking away the Cheshivas of Torah. Part of the reason, one of the stark reason why there are these kosher outlets, forget, to keep you involved in the Torah. If you don't let people have kosher places to read, understand, or to analyze when they have so much time upon their hand, what will happen? The only options they'll have is the things that are mamish isurim gomer. Things that are terrible, you should not associate a key with zeh with, it will destroy you. So the side of the heter is be'etzim the isur. The isur is what? We don't want to drag you, take you out of the base medrash and to be hunting or to go to these isur, or shlita, problem taking away the shivas of Torah. For this reason, forget. Have the kosher CRS and novels by art school. That's the study of the heter. It gives you a kosher outlet. It's Kane, the mission of us, Paragvav, mission of Vav. When it says, Memches Dvorm, Koine Torah. One of them is Miat Sicho. Pasha means don't talk too much. The way how the Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Orchas Yosher, he has a Musa Sefer, means down the Goin, Pshat. Tverash Shalom Mishnah is also. Miat Sicho means you should speak. People need to speak. You can't be only Kulei Torah. There's a time where sometimes to just be part of society, be part of something over here. Now, how much, how long? So the Isser Chaim, he says, yeah, the Chaim says 10 minutes. Fine, each one onto his level over here. So people need to have more time, so people less. But the Yisrael Shabbat is that people are human beings, and we wish to be Kulei Torah. But sometimes we just have to be part, we have to be part of things around us, and we have time, we have to get involved with what's around with us. Over here, the Mishmur, what? To read what? These books? Look, see. Pukhazi Maidama Dabar. Pukhazi. The example over here is brought down very clear. The Mishmur, according to Aruch Shulchan, Ali Rav, Mok Avram, the Issa going to stadiums, gladiators, theaters over here. Now, I know when I was younger, Pircha used to take us to on April to the games, to the stadiums. Now, again, they tell me now that's not the style now. No one really cares for it. Fine, whether it's the zoo, or whether it's to amusement parks, or whether it's to whatever they have over here now. And the problem is, Pasha says, Rav Moshe Teshuva says, writes in Teshuva Chalidal, means sports stadiums. No, it means games now. Pasha Klein means, so what is the heter? What are they doing over here? And again, the Chodi says very simple. You have a couple days Chalamoy. This year, I know America only have 1 day Chalamoy Pesach. But Sukkot, you had 4 days. You have a choice like this. You have your children with you. You have either an option of taking them to a place where it's cold weather, to a stadium. Nobody else sees us over here. They have been yonim over there. No problem over there. The Maisa, in a place where there's supervision, with their parents, a relatively kosher outlet of just watching game hit a ball over here, and they seem to enjoy the back and forth. And you spend time with their parents. Or what do with the kids? Not left to do whatever they want, not under kosher supervision. They have other options, tons of things to go do. Again, whether it's at their fingertips or whether it's traveling other places, the trains in New York, or you can do whatever you want. So, I said over here, it's also But why is it osir? As Moshe leads him, why did Moshe wait for a carrot? Today they have all these advertisements on Chol Hamoed. Why? Because you have so many days over here that if you don't give them these things that sound like should be a problem, then they'll be Moshe to leap into Yisur Mamish, into Tavis, into the Gashmius Bismanazer. Therefore, we give them things that are under Jewish jurisdiction in order to it's not kosher, but it's not usher. Let's put it that way. It's more of a private place over here to help out, to make things better for people over here.
Where do you draw the line?
That's always an issue. I mean, I know there's one question about having kosher websites. It's only a question of what to put on. There was an argument for a while, should we put sports on kosher websites? On Yeshiva World, why? Because now people who follow sports, they have to go to the non-kosher websites. And once you're there, you can start seeing everything. But the thing is, for Garrett, you put on sports, you just mock shift sports, and people don't want to follow it. It's a great question. It's a great question. Well, what's this? Where do you draw the line? Now, again, sports is mamash a case when it says only sports. Hashem Mechas says games. Or it says stadiums. It says also. But for Garrett, people who follow it have that title, they end up going to non-kosher websites. They have to unblock it, they have such a title for it. They'll have it middle of the 4 in the morning to watch a game or something, who knows? And they'll start seeing other things. That's a great question. So the website decided not sports. It's a great question. Where do you draw the line? And everyone has to stand to your Talmud Chacham. It's not for you. It's wrong. Not Matthew, sir. No. Again, the Eis Lasois without Vonim behind the Eis Lasois. The Isser is the Heter. So Eis Lasois Hashem, Klor. If you do not have these things. No, Avada 100% of your Talmud Chacham. Not only that, the grass and the rabbi right over here, your Talmud Chacham, even Harbor Sikh is a baya. You know, yeah, you're right. You're 10 minutes is not more than 10 minutes. Yeah, everyone has to know where they're holding. Some people say an hour shmoozing, some people 10 minutes shmoozing. I'm asking. As you are. Mir Sikhel. The Eli Rabbi, again, what's the bull session? That's much later, right? Is it better than sending 100%? Is a book better than that? Yeah, where do you draw the line? Why you get a book? Buy him a comic book or you buy him? It's a great question. What's better? This better or that better? In those days, you're very limited. But in his days, he would have technology at his fingertips. So he asked the books. It's a great question. That's true. But again, if the Mechaber was around today with things at your fingertips, literally, and every kid knows how to get around every single system. Yes, I was speaking to my kid yesterday about it. Yeah, I know. Like I said, Mamish yesterday talking about my kid for a half hour about it, about how he's telling me how all his friends like to get around this and the other and the Shiva, everyone has issues about his friends. So I said, yeah, I know you're talking about your friends. So, I try to have a hard-to-hard talk with him. Zemes, we were trying to discuss it, we have to understand what's going on in the world today. Do you think the Mechamel will answer article of Feldheim, the web, the spider, I don't know what books are out there now, whatever these books are? It's hard to believe. That's forget. That's not being a Moshelet. That's been keeping you in Torah. Like, much of Shabbos now, when the Shabbos ends early, I heard a woman once speaking, you buy a big bag of popcorn, and you buy for much of Shabbos, and after an hour you went through the bags, and you have 3 more hours to go. What do you do much of Shabbos? What do you want yeshiva guys to go to? There's no say, there's no yeshiva. What do you want them to go to? Now there are no more concerts anymore. I try to take my kids, everything's closed because of the war, no concerts. So what do you do? What are the kids supposed to do much of Shabbos? My kids in high school, what should they do? It's a great question. How many times can you go to Dr. Lanza's pool? I go every 2 weeks to his pool, 3 weeks with my kids. How many times, what to do already? It's a great question. And they have so many things, and they're being pulled, dragged after what's out there, at the world. With the Mechaber asked, no, I'll tell you, 100, go do these things. I bought chess, my kid, this week. We played, we opened up the game, inside was chess press. It says on top of chess. Finally, you played chess, but I gotta get pieces now. This mom was 2 days ago. Like, what do you do? So I try. He's 15. He's not gonna play chess press. He's all luck. Backgammon. We try to figure out how all the pieces go. We looked at the computer. We have no picture in the computer because we blacked out all the pictures. Couldn't figure out where the pieces went. Fine. But again, each one to his own. I would not play against you, Sheshbesh. By 15-year-old, I would, and that's my mitzvah too. And the same with chess. Chess shalom echetz. It says over there, Moshe lays them on chess. I bought it for my son. On Shabbos again, I wouldn't play outside for one of us. But during the week, why not? If I can't, this is it. you'll see, get older. No, the came chayenu. Now, again, so be clear. But the moinam is the heter. Now we have to find who the moinam is, what the cases, what the gedarim are. But that's the for the slain shavoy. Negeat to Shabbos. Back to Shabbos over here. We have the sugya we spoke about already. There are three things we had to discuss. There's a sugya of shtar deitz mamish, and we went through the terim. We had the sugya of otter shem yimchaik. We went through its terim. And we're the sugya of the terim of otter shtar deitz. That means we went through numitz terim. That means if you take care of two things always, the idea of shem yimchaik and otter shtar deitz, things are motor. That means very clear the mishabura. You have a shamish, what's called people to a sudas mitzvah. To be tell the sugya of otter shtar deitz, mitzvah takes care of it. Mitzvah chazchol, chazchol dogs, otter, chazchol shumayim, mice is motor. Either my son is Shem Yimchoik, so the Mishabur is a Shamish, he has no right, no chash for him to go erase it. Now, to be clear over there, the words of Mishabur is no chash for him to go erase it. Not that he has no right to go erase it. There's no, he has no chash, it's not negate, it was negate to somebody else. Very important you study the Mishabur. Once there's no chash, there seems to be no Isser. Now, building upon this, we come on, we have different Eterium. Hol Malacha by Sivta Zvav. Sivta Zvav, the Machabim exam, which says in the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Tes, you have a ksav ha-mahal k'tach zatsuro v'tach zatiyuknois, the loch is you cannot read on Shabbos. That means the person has a picture, he has an illustration, underneath he has words or a caption over here, you cannot read it on Shabbos. The example says, Rashi Nasugyo, bring it out by the Machaber, you have a picture of, let's say, David and Goliath, you have a picture of Goliath and David over here, that David has his slingshot with his rack over here, and you have Goliath, me, big, tough, you know, over here, this Arab, big guy over here, this Arab over here. And you have a whole caption underneath exactly what's going on over here between a little McDovin over here with a slingshot versus the other side, the Arab over here. The look is, you cannot read it on Shabbos. Also, why is it also for? Says the Ben Chanano on the Sugyo, and the way the Beis Yosef understands, it's Nichol the Sugyo of Shtar Hedyot Mamish. Not Otto Shtar Hedyotis, Shtar Hedyot Mamish. That means you point down the Sifyot Gimel. Machlokes, what is the definition of shtar hedyot? Is it things that are hedyot, meaningless? Captions meaningless, gerushim is meaningless. Also contracts and bills. That the yisoid. That's how the Beis Yosef being down from Adad Mechaba Paskins if you gimel gerushim is shtar hedyot mamish. However, you read over here the Mishnah Berurah. He says he changed the words to Mechaba. He says otter shtar hedyotis. Why the way the Mishnah Berurah went up here the Rosh and the Rashba and the Rosh and the Sugi over here. Is means that the sugyo shtar hedyot means a bill, a contract, something negate to business, masa matin. Therefore, Ger Sholm is otu, and the idea of this caption under the pictures is otu shtar hedyotis. Once before, as the Shai Tzim points out, coming out from Rashi, is otu shtar hedyotis. We now know, and we have a term on otu shtar hedyotis. That means, let's say, under the caption, just a shame ba'alma, said Dovid and Goliath. Maisa shame ba'alma, we know is mutter by otu shtar hedyotis. That means, not according to the Machaber, according to the Mishnah Berurah. The idea of Tzor HaKuf, Ma'as B'Mutter. The idea of Tzor B'Mutter, Mitzvah B'Mutter, Chochm B'Mutter, Chochm B'Kais B'Mutter. That means you have it into the world, Chochm B'Kais, the Ma'as is Mutter. That means you have to understand, Mishnah Berurah took long, not like the Beis Yosef. Tzor HaDeitis means bills and contracts. Therefore, the idea of Ksav Tachas D'Yokno, Tachas Tzorah, Nichol Negeder of Tzor HaDeitis. Therefore, according to the Ma'asheh and the Tziv, reading Behir with your eyes B'Mutter also. You point out Mishnah Berurah did not go this way. According to Ma'asheh with your eyes, the Ma'as B'Mutter. Now, what is Ksav Tach Tziyukno? Again, basically a caption underneath a picture. So the question that I'm discussing is these Tzaddikim pictures. Does a person have a right to go read the Rebbe with his history underneath it? This is the Rebbe, this is the name, this is the lineage, this is where he came from, this is the town over here. We might say, let it go read it on Shabbos. It sounds like... We'll get to the book. We'll first a picture with a caption with it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, rabbi cards, tzaddikim cards, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so it sounds like should be also, and there's Arletzian, Avnei Yashbo, Chodashoni, they might say, what's that there? That's Mamash Nikei Shulchan Aruch, Chod should be also. There are some come in three different avenues where to might be matirat. One, Benjamin Zilber, he has a tshuva, there's a shell over there, wrote him, and he seems to agree to it. The Maisa, when a person has a rabbi card, a tzaddik card, whatever it is, instead of saving it in the drawer, his Joe DiMaggio card, right, what he has, I think everyone knows the song, he He has a small card. And therefore, it's Nichol Neged of Kain Dvar Mitzvah. Nichol Apostle Verenecha Royis Esmorecha. You see Rebbeim over here. Make sure you're a person. I'm Poshit. Over the years, I grew up with baseball cards. I see my kids grow up with deacon cards. It makes a difference. So Nichol said the Mitzvah. Once Otto said, he says, it's a Heter Mitzvah. And the Yashmi says, no, it's not true. I don't know. You can argue the point. I hear strikes Nichol Neged of Mitzvah. A second thing, say for they bring down the Isra Shalom Zalman and the Isra B'Yashiv, he tells us once you already know what it says in the back of the card, you just like reading it again. And kids like reading it over and over. They know exactly what the Chavetz Chaim looks like. They know exactly it came from Ratan. They know already and they read it already. And even the one time for this reason, it's not Nichol Neged of any Tzarech Nekriya. It's called Shlul Tzarech, not Nichol Neged of Otshtar Adyaitis. That's Shlom Zalman and B'Yashiv. Kodesh only wants to argue the point, but Maisi says Nichol Neged once you know Shlo Letzarech and not Nichol Otshtar Adyaitis. A third way of saying over the Alma Shula, she says, but most of the times it's not a history there. Just a shame Alma. It says what town he came from, what his name is, Goyim Pliny, Admor Pliny, or you ever had to shame Alma over here. So for these reasons, V'oidu get to a fourth reason, Nichol Nesug of Oinig, the Magavram set over here, had the Oinig over here, we'll get to. So whether it's because we already know what it says over here, whether Nichol Neged of the Var Mitzvah, seem to be the Olam at least lets the kids over here read it on Shabbos. Avad Yishim and Lismach leave them as is. It's much better than a Joe DiMaggio card. They ask this question over there. What's the point of the caption over here? Yeah, I'm not sure what illustration. That's one of the writers the Machmir are coming from. What the illustration exactly is, what they're coming to show me, I'm not clear. I'm not sure what Dov looks like that. I'm not sure what Golius looks like. I'm not clear what exactly the illustration was. You can say that also. But even without that, even in the Mechaber's world, without Islasis, without that. Ruben likes saying, people want to ask these captions and then go read books. It's like, that doesn't make sense. If you're matching books to Islasis and reading novels, then or the comics are different. He says, you can't read comics. Why look on Shulchan Aruch? Well, books, so go read a book. You didn't think through this, so good.
What is
Moshe Leitzin? Reading comics books are the same, both Moshe Leitzin, the same sugya here.
He says,
I reading a book is also Otto, we could pass it. Reading a book is also Otto Stradiotis. Shabbat Otto Stradiotis. And during the week is also Moshe Leitzin. Yeah. It's not Sibir Chachma. That means a rumor gets up there and people say the acid, comics and caption and this and that other. And they tell a person, go read a book. He's like, that's ridiculous. Now, again, you have to know where the heter reading a book is. But if whoever heter we're coming from, whether the limits chos, whether it's eis lasses or other, eis lasses are really for the week. Again, that's something for the week, not for Shabbos. Whoever heter we're coming from reading the week, lasses, and reading for Shabbos, whatever that is, we'll get to, that'll be the same thing to get to comics for Korah. So again, to get to these captions, we have four reasons we're coming for why we let the kids go read it. Building upon this, let's say you have a case over here of a picture inside a sefer. That means there'll be a heter out there called a book. I have to get to what the heter exactly is. I mean, let's say you have a picture, you have a safe over here, and you have a picture over here of a building from Poland. We have Poland over here, and they have a words exactly, a picture inside a book. We got to. So first, let's say you have a picture inside a book. Come with the Obliashiv and of Karp, and the Archoshabbos would go this way, that once the picture inside a book is tuffled to the book. Whatever heter of a book has, a picture has. Okay, we're talking about the heter of a book over here. That is a heter. What? No, that's Terahad Mamish. I'm not sure. Well, no, I'm not clear. But we don't have it that way usually. We never in a book.
No, that's
not Terahad yet. What was, what is. That's like catalog from 50 years ago. That's nothing. Now,
what's the difference?
We'll have to get, it's total the book. Now, what's head of a book? We'll have to get head of a book. Again, we'll have to get to it, but it's total the book. We might have a different editor. A book has. No. Step by step. We'll get to editor. Now, Avada, you have a safer with pictures just to learn Elotrephus, Erevin, Mitzvah, Mortis, and the form that Avada is not Shiloh. You're allowed to learn Elotrephus with pictures and Erevin with pictures. That's not a Shiloh. I do see this from this course. A good show Pesach has all these pictures and captions and designs and desires over here. Is a person allowed to have it Lela Seder? So being known of Shlomo Zalman, that he might say Shlomo Shlomo, he says they have a picture of the Tam, a Shein Elishol, doesn't know what the heter over here is. Lechora was Tam with what's exactly the Hetavir is. And therefore it sounded like a little bit of argument among the Talmidim. They mean Davka Tam Shein Elisha. What about the Marcus? What about, you know, the Yeshiva Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah over here? Maisha, the Pashas is, and the Issachar Hashani, the Amashulish Bukhar Kodesh, Lechora, this Nichol get a Mitzvah. I buy Lahachs, my kids get a Val Lel Seder. It's very entertaining over here. Whether it's Tam Shein Elisha, the whole Surah of the whole Agoda, besides being told in the book Val the Heter, but the whole matz of Shiboy, before why they're selling it for, again, Fukhazim Maida Amidabar, that makes him to be his nichol to get him a mitzvah here. And again, even if you're balling for adults over here, Maisa gets him involved, they entertain, they like looking at the pictures over here, look at nichol to get him a mitzvah. Again, I'm not exactly sure what exactly the caption, what was going on over there.
The problem is the picture or the words
on it? I'll have to get to both. Well, very good. Step by step. So again, what came out first? Negate the Ksav Taks Yuknam Mitzadasuga of Moshe Leitzim. There's no problem Moshe Leitzim, Dava Mort. Again, the Kisayda Moshe Leitzim, Moshe Chalev. Mitzadasuga of Shabbos. So the loch is, the lochora, it's, we had these term, negate the mitzvah, lochora should be osir. Without that, well, the head of oining, we'll get to why people might want to be makel. Now the question over here says, Ksav Taks Yuknam. What about the Yuknam itself? Meaning, basically, can you look at pictures on Shabbos? Can you look at an album on Shabbos? A little conviction on Shabbos. So save a time in the crow, Chaim Knievsky in the back, and Oist says, well, being down the Chasnish says, also stackle tmunos on Shabbos. Can you look at pictures on Shabbos? You know why? He says, the Gemara on Shabbos, daf koch mem tes. Before she Gemara, the Gemara says that pictures are also on Shabbos after Yaitis, and even in Bimechol. Bimechol, why? The Yukna is also in Bimechol. So they come out the two separate Yisrim of the Sugya. The Yukna has a problem, you may call with its Yisr, and knowing that, it's on Shabbos, Astur, and Yaitis. Pasha, the Sugya is, Af B'chol, again, it's very clear, the Yukna, Atzmo, Af B'chol, Osir, the Stakaboy, as a Posik. That means Shabbos is one, Astur, and Yaitis, and the Chol has no reason. The Yukna, Atzmo, where's the Gemara? The Yukna, Atzmo, Af B'chol, Osir. Chaim is telling you, read the words of the Gemara. Diyukna atma af becholoser. Diyukna means pictures. Pictures. Regular looking at picture. The word, that's why Chaim sends you to, again, the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Diyukna also again, Diyukna atma af becholoser. They were pictures of the Maisa itself or oser. That's Aleph. That means he said, number one is Gemara. Boy, they point out, Lechor, there's a Magar Avram that way, in Simon Shinalf, we'll also get back to, but over there he says that we have a pasuk in Shaya Pekun Ches that says, Afur Yisurim on Shabbos, this is a Mimtsu Chetzcho, the second is a Dabar Dover, a third is a Master Checho, and the fourth is a Chibadikoi. Master Checho means the person, the way that he walks on Shabbos, cannot walk during the week. That means, pass that way, look at Simon Shinalf, we learned already, person cannot run during the week. It's raining outside of Lali Run. We discussed not run on Shabbos. Can't run on Shabbos. We discussed the person Lali Run in the rain. Big Shiloh, meaning it's B'yeh. Chaim says no. Maisa can't run on Shabbos. Says the Magav Ram. But Maisa, let's say a person wants to run for Einig, it's Mutter. His words are, Apish also lyrics to Yuknois. Even though a person can not see the Yuknois pictures, help me tell Einig it's Mutter. The words of Magar Ram is you cannot see the Yuknas. After Oinig, you'll have a heter. Oinig Shabbos. Oinig Shabbos. No, we'll have to get what the Yukna is. We'll have to get define what the Yukna is. We'll have to find what the Yukna is. Step by step, step by step.
Yeah.
Magar Ram, yeah. We'll have to find that. But again, number one, we have a Chaz Nish Lameiser. Chaim says he did not look up it. We wrote to him, Chaim. Can a person who read a catalog does not to get him to buy anything? It's because of the last Chaburah. Can I read about what Andrew mentioned to on Pesach and Hoyopitzfeld? Where to go this? It's not to get me. So Chaim wrote back, it's us. You know why? Because Tmunas are us. Tmunas are Shorad Yaitis. He didn't discuss catalogs. Not a surprise. Tmunas are also Shorad Yaitis. And he wrote back to our Chaburah over here. The Maisa, the Moinam seems to be look at albums on Shabbos. Without the Yisrael Eis Lassus, there's no Chumra over here. So first, come along the Pim Gondom, he points out, the Magar Ram, when he says to Yukna, he sends you to Loch Me'os and Sifta Zayin. The word of Machaber is, as Anulayah points out, is Ksav Tach to Yukna. to say the Prima Gadol, the words of the Magarvam does not mean to yukna mamish. What the, he means over here means ksav tachas at the yukna. That's what Prima Gadol says. I know, but that's not the words of Magarvam. I'm saying how to answer back. Ksav tachas at the yukna. Yeah, okay. And therefore, there are those who point out the Chemam Moshe over there, the Maim Mordechai over there, all in the Magarvam, they come along and said, and we'll see why it's Venegar later on. They come along and say that the Ksav Taxis Yukna has a heter of Oinig. And therefore, the Isl B'Yashav, he said, Avada, pictures on Shabbos, Maisin Mutter, I the Isl Mechaznish, why he is Machman himself. The Chudashoni, the Isl Eichaznish, and this is not look at pictures, the Xero Otter, you might read the Ksav Taxis of pictures. There's own Chum over here, there's own Xero. We're not arguing all the Gedolim over here. So fine, so Mechaim seemed to go not like the Liashiv, the Shver, and the Sekrelitz. They seem to say that Chanishu had a special chumur from himself. It might say he can look at pictures on Shabbos. Again, we wrote back to us, we can't, that's pictures.
What do you do with the Gemara? Is it Yukna
Hatzma? No, we'll get to what he's saying. Right, we'll get to it. The Maisa comes out again, Shabbos, the Chur, we have a heter. It's Maisa, it's Mutter to read on Shabbos. Why include only Isa as we said in Mechabayos, Ksav Tachat the Yukna. Now taking it even a step further, as we're asking, the Gemara over here says, Af b'chol is also. That means, before the question over here is, can you look at pictures even during the week? So the question really comes out, what is diyukno? Diyuknois. What is that exactly? It's coming to be aloha, and it brings down machlokes among the Rishonim. Taisus by us, in the Sugya and Dafka Chmentes, and the Rosh says, it means Dafka, Hashem Avodah Zarah. At Sala Shani, read Rashi in the Sugya and Dafka Chmentes, it says it means anything. That Taisus and Avodah Zarah says that way. But who's among the Rishonim? Is it Isser anything? And they said, is you're turning away from Hashem, getting involved with Narishkeit? Atifnu Alilim? Why? Because he's spending time in Narishkeit? Or no, it has to be Dafka Vodazara. That means it has to be a negative thing over here. Machlis among the Rishonim. I look around the Rishonim, what comes out? Machlis Ashok among the Rishonim, 12 verse 11. What's Pshan the Sugyo? Is it Mamash and Isser to look at any picture? Or Dafka Lashem Vodazara? The way the Bialocha is Mitzadid, you bring down the Eliyahu, it says that Shah Paiskim seem to be Lahokal like places in Shabbos. That's a Shach, is it Mokarvam that way, or Cheshuk went this way. At Sada Shani, who's being Machmer, Hashi says, you read the Mechaba by us. The Mechaba says, when a person reads Sifrei Melchamois, read these history books over here, that's the stories over here, you even Mishum Al Tifna Lalilim. That's not about Zorah. Like Tifna Al Midaitchem, do not go after your desire. That means, how is the Mechaba understanding Pshat in the Pasuk, the Sugyo? Meaning, anything that's a waste of time is the Isser in the Gemara. That means, the Bialach, when it says, Shaya Paiskim, the Choy is against the Mechaba. And therefore, the Advaz and Shuvah writes before us, a person cannot look at pictures even during the week. The Bush seems to go this way, the Chidol seems to go this way, the Chayodom and the Chochmas Odom, same person, but one of the Yodea, one of the Archaim, the Kamung says, you cannot look at pictures even during the week. The kids in Shukadarach seem to go this way. Again, the Gemara says to Yukna. The Yukna is a... Again, the Machlokes, what does it mean? The Shema Vodazara means anything. Rashi says anything. Rashi, what is that? What's anything that's Chil? Anything that's Mechulal? Anything that's... It means any... No, it doesn't sound that way. It's not like anything that you're a person going after his own... After the Zohar, there's no point to it. Maybe show me a Volvo what he's saying. I'm just saying, it does not sound like a way over here. That's not even showing him. Again, Sifrei Melchama he took it to. Reading a history book. That means nothing to do with even pictures. He took it to anything. Reading a story. Reading a novel. Reading art scroll. Okay, let's be clear. Reading, I don't know the name. Tintin. What time, I don't know what Tintin. Someone told me Tintin was yesterday. I have no clue what it is, but I heard yesterday about Tintin. No, I don't. I know what that is. I have to ask my kids. I forgot to ask them yesterday. It's English, Israeli. I know what it is. Okay, later. Before I'm going to sit with you. I'm sorry. Later. But fine, everyone here seems to know. Fine. In my days, there's John Grisham, you know, I don't know. Now I don't know what they have now. So it comes out, Atifna Lilim is going on that according to Mechaber. There's nothing, right? That's reading any book. That means anything. The Torah picture should be the same thing. Besides they bring down the Kelmo, that's the Batashlis of this man, on the Kesev. The people on the trips, he spent so much time taking pictures and printing pictures, the amount of money. This past week, they printed this collage, 150 shekels. I don't know what my kids were doing later. But my kids, it's last, it's fine, let them do whatever they want. But the amount of money and time they spend on these things are mind-boggling. The Maisa Chavetz Chaim does not sound like that way. The Chavetz Chaim says, Shire Pleskim, local. Puchazi, my dam in the bar. The Maisa, we let them look at pictures during the week. But the Maisa, you have to realize, Machal Jishrenim, and not for the Besser mention. Again, the under mention go to where they go on Pesach, and Besser mention, we understand that's not the correct thing to go do. The Mechab is saying that's not the correct thing to go over here. In Sivta Zayin, the case that's brought down over here is the idea of Sifrei Emanuel and Sifrei Mulchama. Now, the words over here sounds like the words over here says the word Sifrei, or Sefer. There's a question over here, what's the look of the gate to a book, a Sefer? Now, why should a book be any different? First is the Shire Fayim that the Shaitin by us has been signed to, that the Shai Tshuva also by us has been signed to. As cause is, how can a Gabbai read his book on Shabbos, give people Elias, or the COVID? If he wants a Taino, Chazal only asked it a piece of paper, that's Jeradiatis. Mash Enkin, a safer, a book, a person can read, because the book is made for Bekriyas, and therefore a person is not going to exchange one with another. That means, just to get at what a book is, I heard them say over B'Shem of Dovah Morgenstern from Aviashim, the get of a book is anything stapled together. It's not in the category of being a book. And therefore, the Isser of Yashiva Lachla Maisa, he says, any book does not have an Isser of Gzer Otter Sterediatus. A very important heter practically. Any book has an Isser coming from a Shire Prime over here. Now, people would ask, the Mechabalia says, Sefer Emanuel, Sefer Mulchamor. First of all, depending on Kirsia, some say Sifrei Emanuel, Sifrei Mulchamor. Void Rashi and Shabbos and Dafe says Sefer Shlehem Asur Kimigilo. In those days, a Sefer was not a book stapled together; it was made into one long parchment. And the Sfarot Mechalik is a book. According to us, we pass the story. Yaitis is not a Gerusholim; it's not any caption. What is story? Yaitis Mamish has to be a bill in the contract. A building contract is not in a book. Have you ever saw a bill in a book? A contract, a chose is not a way. It might be now, we might make chose once in a while. But Ika, your water bill, your chashmal bill, it comes one piece of paper here. And the Sayyid Shabbat is, a book will not switch with a contract. Let's just say, for example, there are certain things we understand that we have a term to get to things that we will not switch one with another. Sifrei Mechamo, a Sifrei Chochmo will matter, we'll get to. La Paiske will matter. Why? Because Chochmo will not switch to the contract. Zechel Kof, we won't switch to the contract. Things that we understand will not switch one with another. That's not Nichol and Gana, get a story like this. Now, Baker, you look up the Sharif 5, he's making Sirufim out of it. But he brings on the head of a Sefer. Now, I heard once from Reuben, or for Shabbos, give a share Friday night, about this head of Sefer. And he says he didn't understand that he had numerous questions against it. So he made an appointment to Abiyashiv to ask him questions. So Yisrael Abiyashiv, he got to the appointment to Yisrael Abiyashiv. How can you say there's a heter of a Sefer? I am Maisa A, B, and C for this reason. Abiyashiv says, and the Sharif Raim did not know that. So he asked him a second question. And Abiyashiv said back, I think the Sharif Raim did not know that. He asked him a third question. I think the Sharif Raim did not know that. Because he said he had more time in the appointment, he's seeing he's going nowhere, so it's his questions over here. But if he asked me, Maisa, this question, my answer back to you, and the Shaifraim did not know that. So you can have questions over here. There are numerous Shailas, but Maisa, there's a Shaifraim, the Liyashim passes the local Maisa, that a Sefer has no bay of utter stereotypes. Agam, the Shila, Siavis, and Shuba sounds not the way, sounds like Imam Chubba's also. I mean, the Mazilba, the Al-Mashulis, the Archashabis, the Maisa, is the fact that Kippan did not call this Heter. Chodeshani said there's no such heter over there. But Mai said there's enough limud schos. You have to realize this is now a ninth heter and utter shteradiyotis over here. Things in the Mai said that are not on one piece of paper, not one thing over here. A tablet is one board.
A board.
There's one thing over here. So we see, but where do we see a book? The Shire Fine, well, it's a pinkus. How was it? Pages. They didn't have staples then. What they do? One top of another. It was pages, and they closed together, and they had a book wrapped around it. Right? They closed all the pages together. It wasn't one thing. So it comes out, if you have a ksav takas diyukta inside a book, and you tovel to a book as a get of a book, that means this head of sefer matches these comic books. And that's if you go in that heter, tell a kid not to read a comic, read a book, what's the difference? You know, go to this heter. What? Good child. But buy the kid another book. A picture anyway, the minigas to make, because we know passions of the Shulchan Aruch is ksav takas of diyukta. Noch heta, tenth heta, come on the amon, being down, the sigil of Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, words of amon, v'chein nogu lo hakol. Word of amalavosh, amat amoshel, t'vai sol, shulchan atzei shitim. The first one question, do we pass in like this heta of Ramo? So Mishnah Berurah says, however, that gudo, and the Taz, and the Bach, v'oid harber chrim cholkim, chein das agoin. That means the Mishnah Berurah is being down, and the Mishposhkim do not go like this heter, Aleph. Second is, what is the lumdus behind the heter Lashon HaKodesh? The words of the Mishnah Berurah sound like, at least one of the svaras it brings down, is because you can learn from the language. You can learn how to Lashon HaKodesh. If so, come along of Liashiv, and of Nevinsal, and of Chodashoni, three Israelis say, then the gate to the Israelis, Bizman Azad, there is no heter to the Bnei Yisrael. They don't gain reading the books, learning the language over here. V'oyit says the Chodeshani, third point. Who says Evrit is Lashon HaKodesh? Yeah, fine. Okay, so we have, first of all, that can argue the point. Now, the Mishmua sounds like noch a reason, or maybe the main reason is beside the Kedusha Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, Mishmua talks about Kedusha Lashon HaKodesh. It goes on further because you learn how the language over here. Shall it? Is it Sirif? Not Sirif? What's the main point over here? But at the end of the day, we do not pass like this. Head to Lashon HaKodesh. Maybe Sirif, but we don't pass like this. I see they ask the question to the Gedolim. Let's say a person is giving a shiur in English and he's an Israeli and he has to learn English. Can he read books to know English to give a shiur? The Maisa, the Issa Mordechai Gross, and Rav Stern, and Shlomo Zalman Omen, and Menachem Shafran, and Chaim Knievsky, all of them say, it has to be Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, is the heter of the we don't even pass it like. We don't have the heter to learn a language to teach a share.
What about the heter of
Sefer Chochma? They might have other heter, but not this heter. That's the 10th heter, Lashon HaKodesh. We'll make Sefer Chochma, but it could place him not go this way. 11th heter, we mentioned before, this is a Magen Avraham. Very important Magen Avraham. He said the person cannot run on Shabbos unless he sees something mitzvah the sugya of oinig. Now again, the pashas means run to go see diyukno. Come on, the Prima Gadol says ksav takas diyukno. That means it's ksav takas diyukno. The loch over here is on Shabbos lemaisa. It's mutter to go run mitzvah the sugya of oinig. The question lemaisa is why. Oinig is matter otis shayadiyotis. That means the simple reading of the Magen Avraham is. You want to read the thing. Pshat the Magen Avraham is. So the people going pshat the Magen Avraham is like sav takas yuknu mitzad oinig lemaisa's motor. That means you want to read a book, a novel. You always have to take care of two things. One is shem yimchoik. A novel is no chashing you're going to go race. Little ghetto of acher, case of tfosovir, elamai. What's yet to go read up mitzad otoshtoyadiyotis? Even don't hold the heter safe. You know why? Magen Avraham says oinig. Why are you reading it for? It's oinig because people enjoy reading books. Magen Avraham says you can read a novel on Shabbos. Magen Avraham. The Maisel, Kamal the Mishnah Berurah, and being down the Magen Avraham in Simon Shin Aleph, the Shaitzin Sev Kotin Zayin, Veda, you should know. The Pirish of Magen Avraham, Fatochu, the Chevam Moisho, and the Maim Mordechai. The Pirish of Magen Avraham is very dochuk over here. Mishnah Berurah says we do not go like this, Magen Avraham. Says the Graz, don't say the head of Oinig. So do we have the head of Oinig or not? So first of all, just the Sforo. First of all, we matter the Sforo and there's a crow here. Number one, Apisor Shaboy. The reason why we're saying we don't have a Jesus numerous times, we see that concept is we're not going to switch one for another. The heter of a sefer is different than a contract. Because people are not going to switch a sefer for a contract. People are not going to switch a tzorich haguf for a contract. Not going to switch chokhmah for a contract. I think everyone understands we don't mix business with pleasure. People understand this pleasure and this business. People do not mix business with pleasure. So I'll be swarish boy number one is that Eisner Taino Oinig is different than the Chashashu Otstra Adyoitis. Second, I'll be crusher boy. We have the idea over here of Mimsa Chetzicho, Dabadover, Master Chechel. What is the Issa of Otstra Adyoitis? Why Mishmubi Dab Mimsa Chetzicho? The Pasuk ends off the cross of Shabbos Oinig. Oinig takes to Mimsa Chetzicho. How do I know? What's my best raya? Masses to Rechecha is in the same Pasuk. Person cannot run on Shabbos. Why can the walk on Shabbos not be like during the week? Or what's matter it? Oinig. So the Pasuk is matter, Master Rechecha, it's Oinig, because the Pasuk ends up, of course, on Shabbos, Oinig, is the same Pasuk, Mim Tzach Hatzachol.
So we...
It's a good question, but Maisha, we have Mishra, two reasons why Shabbos, Oinig, is Mamash, is also. Two reasons. But that's maybe one of the reasons why you have to have two reasons. Each one of them. But the Maisa, it comes out, we have a Makar for the Mogar Rom, Api Svorah, and Api Pasuk. And Betzim, this Mogar Rom, it passed away by the Prima Godim, by the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, the Yavid springs down the gate reading newspapers on Shabbos, that Mishmur sends it to, the Nezi Yisrael, the Marsham passed like this, and the Israel B'Yashav, can you read a novel on Shabbos? He says, the reason why you're allowed to read a novel, Yabai Hashem Yimchoik, he says, it's in print. We said last time they had to print. I have to read it as Otstra Adyoitis. You know why? Oinig. The Minik Faisal is the father of the Mogan Avram. Father of the Mogan Avram. He writes, why you have enough from the Kriya? Chazan Avadia, he went like this also. He has the Mogan Avram over here. What? He says, even without that, that means you want to read a caption of Oinig. He's saying, you have a Mogan Avram. You want to read a caption with Takat Yukno. You want to read it? Mutter. I said, not Mokam Oinig. Oinig Weiss is Mutter. I had to find Oinig. Let's stop for now. But Maisi, I had to find Oinig over here. So you want to leave it close to the Tzipur? Very simple. Rabbi Asher says, we have a Mokam Avram. Prima Godum. A Masham. According to the Shabur, there's no Heter. There is no Heter. In the Sugyo, come on the Shabur, and he brings down, what about reading newspapers? Itonim. What, Saigen? Saigen. So he sends you two main mamakoimis, the Shvus Yaakov and the Shilas Yavitz. Yaakov Emden and Shvus Yaakov. Look them up, where's the Makote Matar? So where the Shvus Yaakov says, he starts off saying that reading newspapers, what do we read today? Usually for the interesting information. In those days, it's not for the interesting information, it's for the useful information. Big difference over here. Here, we're interested. One thing we need to know, we already know. But then they're reading it for useful information. He says, useful, that's Tzarech B'nei Odom, Tzarech HaGov. Yeah, people have to know what mechomas are happening to know where to go, where not to go. People know what service are happening, who to daven for, who to go save, how to get involved. How do people know information? If you do not talk during davening, how do you know? So what do you have to know? You read the newspaper. There was a Tzarech HaGuf over here. That's the head of the Shavuos. Yaakov Mishmu is sending you to. If so, the son of Simcha Bonim, on the Shabbos home, he has two long pages in Hebrew, even for the Israelis over here, saying, say, while my sir, there is no head of his man to read newspapers. So the Shavuos Yaakov, Tzarech HaGuf, say there's nothing you need to read that you don't know, that the newspaper is teaching you any useful information. Anything you need to know, you already know. There he turns over here, that head does not apply. He quotes the Shemir Shabbos, says you can read newspapers today. He says, what's that to read newspapers today? As the Shavuos Yaakov, anything you need to know, you'll find out without a newspaper. You can stay off the net and still know anything you need to know. There's no need to know. You need to know to vote. Don't worry, they'll have ram calls, have signs up. There's no need to know what's going on in the net. Zero, trust me. Not been in the net for 9 months. Zero. The second thing is, the second ma'amokim is, the Shilas Yavitz over here, he also brings out, what's the Tati Mekel? He says really two things. You have a head to be said, so give Oinig. Oinig. But he says, Tzarech Korov, Tzarech HaGof. He says the two things together. Tzarech HaGof with Oinig, the Mogar Rom, what he might need over here, he says you have a heter, unless you're a business person, and inside has a business section, a might lead to the Sugyo of Tzarech. That's what comes out. They point out, if so, number one, for us, is no Tzarech HaGof. Number two, Mishmur is not passing the Sugyo of Oinig. Number three, says the Simon Bonin, if there's a Kimel Mishmur, we a Chumr over here, the businessmen cannot read it, because they tell the Sugyo of Tzarech. Today we have advertisements, ads and sales. There are things that negate to everybody. maybe the strimel is not negated to you, or Pesach is not negated to you, but the chocolate they're selling, or the wine they're selling, is negated to you. So you have the same chash, the same gzera, the mishmur being down, the shilas yayivitz, that businessman cannot read it. So how in the world are you reading the ami mishpacha, even if you say it's kosher, which is not? But how can you? No, it's Moshe Gleitzim. That's posher. The Mechab says a problem. Eish Lassus, I know. But besides that, you have noch, you have a gzera over here. I mean, this is even during the week reading it. I'm sorry, Shabbos. That's yeah. The mishmur is bringing it down. I'm saying step by step. At the end of the day, the mishmur is coming out. The person should not mean it. Read it. I mean, you chod the bayah masa matan. All that things that are added inside. And then when the chadish says you cannot read newspapers and chalgaz Yaakov ben Yom and Zilber or the tzienim chayv kinyevsky and chodesh shani and it gets Rabbi Achman over here and Rav Korb and some but they all say over here. Even the English from over here say not to. Look what Rav Falik over here. Right? They say over here. How can you go read these things? On Shabbos. You can even argue during the week, but even on Shabbos. I said a Shlishi. Maisa, what is the Issa over here? Right, that's the title over here. Maisa, Al Shem Yimchoik, Fos, Noch Shash erasing it. I don't think, ask any, have you ever erased or scribbled out what says in the newspaper? It never happened. So you know by Al Shem Yimchoik. Al Yav Otchar Adjaitis, so first the Kona Maisha, the Tzim says, go read the newspaper with your eyes. The Tzim says, go read the eyes. One, it's against the Mishnah Berurah. You have a heter numerous times, these things you're reading, these magazines over here, are stapled together, you have a heter of a sefer over here. You have a magavam, you have a heter of oinik. Maybe argue tzarech haguf, don't think so, but fine, maybe. Maisi, you have this term over here. Therefore, for you, no problem. But for kids, is a business section, I don't know what the reading business sections for. What exactly are you reading over here? You have to know what the business sections really are. I mean, if a kid reads advertisements about buying houses, that business actually might be that way. They're selling houses now. Can my 10-year-old read about houses in Australia? Again, nothing against Australia, but can you? Is there a loin plug? You have a right to bring up your loin plug? It's not business. It's oinig. It's not business. Again, 50 years ago, you can answer it. I can't track why it's more to it. So you can answer it 50 years ago. Why? What's my kid reading about? It's a great question. First of all, I would not listen to any of it. I would not read it. No. If anyone gives you free advice, don't read it. No, don't. And know why he's doing it for? He's doing it for advertisement to go call him and get real advice. Okay? That his whole article is for advertisement to get real advice. So the mice against. So we have all these stories, and the Maaseh when Moshe said Avada can aser can make a machol, and the Yashiv says that way also can aser. He said I Maaseh Mishmur. He said you can make your own gzeres over here. This is Yashiv. So you make up your own gzera. You might read advertisement. Where do you get that from? You make up the own svar over here. Again, it's the Yayivus Mishmur is bringing it down. The Yashiv. We have no way to mechadish our own gzeres over here. And then with the Shmir Shabbos says technically you can read a newspaper. Shmir Shabbos Kolchosai. The new prints in the Oreb brings down if you did not read the newspaper yet. Why? Because maybe there's a tzarech. I mean, it's coming on to the idea of tzarech haguf. But if you read it already, so you can't read the newspaper. Because he's coming on to, you have to come on to the idea, maybe there's a tzarech out there. Which you think, maybe he's writing this 20 years ago. Because now, again, anything you need to know, you get to know, there's no need to know it. But again, he writes Shmir Shabbos on top, you can technically read the newspaper. Now, if you can come out to the gzera, there might be advertisements inside that you might come to go read. That's a problem over here. So the question is, can you read a mamash ilon of Torah? Then the back and the bottom has advertisements inside. Is there a gzera over here? Is there a gzera over here? So my say, there's some Shlomo Zalman. They said, my say, you want to say, the chur should be mutter. According to Mishavuah, you can argue the point. They make commit to they make a gzera over here. Taking it a step further, the swamp discussed. Let's say it's ikker for business. It's ikker for things that are not kosher. Well, not kosher. Things that are powerful. And they have a shekel Torah inside. They do. They have this rough thing, one shekel Torah, this guy, another shekel. Now, can you read the Torah inside? Because the Mishmur Gzera of Otter, you might come to read the advertisements over here. Maaseh Binyamin Sobu says, read the Mishmur, what's the Otter? Even the Torah is also. You have the only chok over here, but Kosher wants to answer it. Is that a shady? Rabbi Yashiv Lishitos says, Shmir Shabbos, my son's Yemekel. Chaim Kinevsky says, my son's Yemekel. So you have to know how far you take this Chum and the Mishnah Berurah. You know, Falcon will say, you can't make up this Chum. But let's say you are Mishnah Berurah, you don't want to follow it. Great question. How about I take it over here? Kenza, you can argue the point. The we'll get to a nocha heter, a 12th heter, the lochan sifri zayin, something called sifrei chochma. That means Torah on Shabbos is mutter, is a mitzvah. What about chochma? Knowledge, information, wisdom. What is that? So beishes being there machlokes among the rishonim. The Rambam appears from Mishnayis on this Mishnah. We have come along that says chochma is osur, brought down by the Magen Mishnah Perichov Gimel. Asal Hasheni, the Rashi, the Ogur says, we're not going to compare it to Shored Yaitis. You read the Rashi, it says loy dami laho. Again, the Sait Shabbos is the Ot Shored Yaitis. No, this switch sifrei chochma for a contract. And again, you have to understand the Sait Shabbos. That means we are coming to matter a sefer or oinik. This lumdus is we're not going to switch it with our contract. Where's the lumdus coming from? Sefer chochma. We're not going to switch it with the contract. Depends. Why? Because it sounds like it was one piece of paper over here, and it wasn't the case of oinik, and they would switch it. Again, what depends on where you're coming from. In the chochma again. What? Again, but they're here saying even. Even without the heter sefer, a chokhmah that even won't be the paper has that over here. Why late talking about the story of Yaitis? Not learning one to another. We have machlokes. How do we paskin? Kamal Gemachaber is very clear. Shabbos is only made us luma, but Shabbos zulay divrei Torah. Then might see allowed to. I feel the sefer chokhmahs osur v'yesh mishamater. That means simply the Machaber stam yesh oimim. The Baron Cohen will tell you over here that the Sfar Melchor, you have a bayah of reading sefer chokhmah on Shabbos. And therefore, the Neisvah, the Kavachayim, the Oletzian, Yabi Oimel, Yaki Yosef will tell you, was he had to read Sefer Chokhmah on Shabbos? The Neisvah, the Ramah does not say much over here, but there's a Ramah on Tshuva and Zimin Zayin. They ask him, how in the world did the Rambam know Aristotle? How do you read Aristotle? He says, Maisa, you read it by Kroy. And he said, how do I read it? He said, very simple, I only read it on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chalamoid. How do you read Aristotle? That's the only time I read it. When people went L'tayel, I went on Shabbos Yom Tov Chalamoid. The Ramon Shuvah, Simon Zayin. People went with Tayel, that's why I went over here. So you see, he read Sefer Chochma on Shabbos, Ramon. That's what he did. And Levosh Maisa says, V'chei Noigim, Shulchan Atashitim, the Graz, Lazy Yisrael. That's Chochma to it. And see you as the Gom Shalav Shem Hamtarech. The Chokhmah itself you can't read. He's not Chokhmah, you can read. I said Bekoy, you might see Latu, right? You see Bekoy Latu. No, the, over there, the place came say, again, I'm more being done, Rishm involved Bekoy is more to be the Chokhmah.
How often is
that
Shabbos Yom Tov means Bekoy?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. Each one after Zekroy. Zekroy is relative. It's like Mishmech, I'm from Kotim Ksas, whatever Ksas means. Maisa, Atzal Hasheni, those want Taino, we should be Machmer, like you said over here, that to read Chochmah, of course, we also, the Yavis wants to answer it. Chel Odom seems to answer it over here. The way the Mishmur comes along and says, V'chein Noigim Lohokol, how it being done, the Eliyaba, the Yeshimaim, Royal Hachmer. That means that the place coming down, the Archa Shulchan, Shemir Shabbos, the Malak coming down, Yeshimaim, people do Shemaim, Mikvach, a Targum with Rashi, Abadah should be Machmer, Poshit over here, not to read even Chochmah on Shabbos. Now, for those who are not Yeshimaim, what exactly defines Chochmah over here? That means Chochmah, again, is wisdom. Very simple. What's information? What's knowledge? I mean, Chochmah, I think everyone understands that the chemistry, biology, science, that's Chochmah. Chochmah, math, even though I saw one saying one time that math is not Chochmah, I think a lot of it should be a case of Chochmah. Gets off carb. Fine, he agrees. But I said, what is knowledge? That means, for example, let's say you want to read a driver's manual and you know already how to drive. Just want to read it, knowledge. I see the Al-Mashulah story at one time, it's not Nichol again of Chochmah. You can argue the point. What's a dictionary? The dictionary is Chochmah. What is that exactly? Al-Mashulah says it is Sefer Chochmah. Erlitzian says it's not Sefer Chochmah over here. It's an interesting question. Dr. Shabbos says, what about reading history books? Again, sit over here, Sefer Milchomo. History books. The Maisa says the Mishabur, says the Mechaber is a problem. Now the Mechaber, those history books are not our history books. There's two things over here. History books they're discussing there are stories. It's not the Chochmah of history. We learn what they call in high school social studies. Why? They say it's a Chochmah over here. Fine, they teach it, and they go to college for it. And why, if you not learn history, you end up repeating history. Right? That's the Yisrael Shavoy. So the question is history of Chochmah. So the Orchot Shabbos, I bring a raya, it's not a Chochmah. Because the Mishmur says, read Sefer Josephon, Josephon over here, why? Because they're giving most of the Yira. What's no raya? Because you want to say, why is Mutti even according to the Mechaber? From the Mechaber. Pashas is, the Chura, Amashul, Masubah, Pashas, I think, social studies, reading it is a Chochmah. You want to read it on Shabbos, you have a test coming up, of course, it should not be a problem. There's a Chochmah to it. And there's a Chochmah, Pashas.
But it's strange that
this year
is not called
the Chochmah. The Chochmah part you can read. The part that's not Chochmah, let's say the certain parts, the Dvom Shalav Vashayim Mitzarech, during the week, you have a problem. After Chonah, we discussed along the Sukkot of Chonah, it depends what you're learning. If it's for Torah about its mortar, if it's even you make Chol, maybe you'll have a head. It depends if you want to gain the knowledge. Some people want to know the knowledge. I'll give them a test to push them. I'm throwing out a terrib over here. We have to know. I say 12 a terrib. We'll get to the ending point. We'll get to the end. Also discussing cookbooks. What exactly the law of cookbooks? Shlomo Zalman says there's a chokhmah to cookbook. A lot of doctors just telling you exactly what to go do over here. It's teaching you exactly how to spice things over here. It's a chokhmah. So the Kabbalah goes, the Chokhmah to it, they have cooking classes, the Chokhmah to it. Atzal Hashem, when the Mezobu Chashmiyaki says, what? That's Chokhmah over here. That's better than Mimsa Chatzchos, Jared Yates Mamish, be a problem with the Shodish, Mir Shamas. I see the Pia Apostle of Chokhmah. Maisa, come along, he wants to Mechalk, why exactly are you reading it for? Says, if you want to be practical, how to make this thing over here, that's Mimsa Chatzchos. How he says, numerous times you want to be taught how this spice affects this food, and how this water and this fire and taught things over here, that's better than Chokhmah. I am not using the future. But that's not my point of view. I want to gain Chokhmah out of it over here. The Rabbi Moshe, the Bessina brings it down, and I see it from the Noshim over here. Women, for some odd reason, like reading recipes, not because they're ever going to make it. They have an eining. Some people like sports for whatever reason. Ball, basket, what's going on over here, who knows? Right? So, just like women don't understand why men enjoy sports, men don't understand why women enjoy reading recipes and cookbooks. Some odd reason, the Yom Mishpacha, Amis, they have pages and pages, and no one's making any of that stuff over there. And they're reading it and looking at it, and wow, it's so nice. And they don't even, I love anti-video. But it seems to be nichol for them in the idea of what the oinig is. It's not Mimsachavcha and Sardiotis with its klolim. It's not nichol to get a Mimsachavcha l'chura. If you're doing it to learn, to teach you, Kenzai might be an Easter. It depends really, could be, it depends on how you're looking at a cookbook. What is the function for you? What? Kenzai, I'm thinking a lot make a job. This is not Mitzvah Chatzchah, a little bit more, yeah. Chlorheter is Torah. You learn Torah on Shabbos. That's Poshut. The question over here is, today, day and age, Chlor, you learn Torah. Now, the question over here is, how do you define Torah? How do you define Torah? That means, let's say it's something that's chol be'etzem, has no kedusha, you can bring it into the bathroom, but you can learn from it, you can gain from it. Example, a get. A get is tivei chol. But nicely, you can learn numerous things out of a get. Is there a heter, and it won't be mukso, or they said a Torah by the case of a get? Come on, Mishibruah, bring on a Magav Ram, it's calling a Darkei Moshe, the Smag, the Mordechai. You want to tell you that since a person can learn from different halachas, has seemed to have the heter of Torah. Has the heter of Torah, you can gain out of it. Now, the problem is, if so, every shtar choiv, let's me look it up and see what a shtar choiv is. Again, how to write a shtar choiv? Chokhmah Shabbai, of how the rabbanim, the edim, the signatures, what you have to write exactly in nuskh over here. So obviously, it's not, a shtar choiv doesn't have this heter. A get has this heter. Now, the question is, once we have a shtar chayiv, this Orchot Shabbos is right, right? Orchot Shabbos says, don't tell me anything you learn from has his heter. It can't be, because a shtar chayiv will come out to it then. So this is a get and a shtar chayiv. What's the things in between? Basically, a ksuba. A ksuba is a shtar chayiv, right? That's what a ksuba is. Not just a get, it's a chalois. A get can tell me, that's a chalois. There's something special over here. But a ksuba is no chalois. It's a shtar chayiv, it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah shtar chayiv, mazeh b'diyok. Those who want taina, shtar hedit mamish, the chodoshani of Orchot Shabbos, luach hamukta, nishma Shabbos, they want taina, that is a shtar choy, b'esem asuri yosur. Atzal hashani, of Yashim, of Chaim, Shmuel Orbach, they come along with the argument and say, it's a mitzvah. And you can gain of it, you can learn from it. And the evil has a cloud in the get too, like it's to give a get. Look among the swam, Machlokes Shokel was a ksuba. Ke'inza, what's the star tznoyim? It's a mitzvah. That's better than a star chayiv. Is a star chayiv? Is a star headed mamish? Or the machamitzi? You can learn from it. Something that you can start arguing in the case of a prosbul. What's a prosbul? So see over here the chodeshani. He wants to tie in the case of a star ksuba. Maisa is about a star headed mamish, but not a prosbul. Why is prosbul different? He says that's only kind of a itzcha chomim. It's not a real thing. It's like it's not loshen aroma. It's what Chazal set up over here. It's not something real. It is real, but it's not the mamish star. Once in mice, that's mutan Shabbos. Chaim, never tell. Sanashani minchas isha is what I mean. That's mamish ksub over here. Same thing over here. So this is a shikol das question. We have a het mishbuah get. We have an isha star chayiv. Certain cases that can be in between. Is it on the mitzvah? Is it a mile to where can learn from it or not? Yesh lotan. That's not a sugar. It's not a story.
No,
that's a sugar. That's a sugar mukhs we discussed. This also had this girl, the base man CEO has a long tshuva and Chelik Bov Simrim test. It came out 2 years ago. He had a long tshuva about it. And he gets about all these cases. He brings the machlokes up. To Misayim, I was speaking once to a Berkowitz, trying to convince him of all these different Atarim of why there's not be any problem of reading these things over here, why can we read the Atad. Or the Ami, or the Mishpacha, different things. And he told me, he said, it's Osir. We follow the Mishnah Berurah. So I tried to tell him this, and the other, and the third thing. He told me, even be Mechol, it's Osir. We follow the Mishnah Berurah. I tried to convince him different ideas and concepts. And he told me, it's Osir. We follow the Mishnah Berurah. Again, B'nai Torah, Avad's not correct. And even on the Mechol, it's not correct. Halach L'maiso, what to go do there? There are certain people who are not holding by the level of the Mishnah Berurah. And the Vada, for them, you leave them as is, Hanach Lehem. Whichever Hanach Lehem you want. There are three different Hanach Lehems. Whichever one you want. For them, we leave them. And the Vada is Limit Chos, whether during the week or on Shabbos. On Shabbos has Hitzat Terim. Why? Because no Kshash Shem Yimchai, because no one's erasing anything today. Most of our cases. You have a Hetter of Enig, Magavram, you have a Hetter of a Sefer, you have a Hetter of reading with the eyes in the Tziv. But at the end of the day, Shabbos, any mechol, is not made for narishkeit. It's not made to pass time. That's dvom shel hevel she'imam tzayach. That is ben tziro inam chilek al mahabar dovel et osar. We're coming to Mekarav Hashem to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Issach Kodeshani, they wrote to him, Sivrei metach v'lila, that means what suspense novels, right? Suspense novels and thrillers and books over here. Can you read it on Shabbos? And the answer is very simple. Ben tziro, Vaday sheish limchais. And bonois ain limchais. That's your answer, practically. This is what to be said with the limits chos. People who are girls, yes, we leave them as is ain limchais. Ben toyo, vada, we follow the Mishnah Berurah. It says over here, we don't read these things. We don't have that of oining. Say there's a chiddush over here. We don't have these, you say this over here. It's not what Shabbos is made for over here. We don't read history books during the week or on Shabbos. There's no heter for either one. Yisrael on Shabbos, Bnei Torah, no. We follow the Mishnah Berurah. Alim and Chos, fine. Ein lim chos, hanach lem. For them, the Eis Lassos. But again, Eis Lassos has to draw its line somewhere, someplace. Anyone who hears right now, we don't read these things. You know, can you buy for your people on what to use a chalamoid? Fine, people can go to stadiums and match what says against the Mishnah Berurah. Somebody can get them in the Mishmacha. Fine, they have to get the big. There's a reason why they have a massive one for Yom Tif. Right? No, there's a reason. Not just looking for money, but there's a reason why to buy it for them. 100%. It's better to read these things than doing other things that they go to. But again, from Bnei Torah, we send base medish. Play chess and chalamoid. Welcome to Yesh Milismach and chalamoid play chess. There's a term out there. Fine, Moshe Leitzim. Don't worry, I'll take a credit for that. But the Maisa, to read these things, they're not the correct thing over here. But there's a Limit's Chos over here. So again, at the end of the day, very simple. We don't do these things. Hanach lahem. We mamshich now, next to you of Goyul. And since Goyul is very short, you have time to finish off the story. Aslochem.